نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اولم يعلموا ان الله يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر ان في ذلك لآيات لقوم يؤمنون صدق الله العظيم So don't they see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outspreads the sustenance for whomsoever he likes or restricts or straitens it. To whomsoever he likes, he gives a lot of this world. And for others, he diminishes these things. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ Surely, in this are the signs for those people who believe. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ This is very important ayah of the Quran. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to my servants, يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا O my servants who have transgressed against your own selves, you have done injustice to your own selves by committing sins. لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ Don't be despaired and disappointed from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily, Allah will forgive the sins altogether. Innahu huwa al-ghafuru rahim. Surely, He is the forgiving, the merciful. You have to make tawbah only, sincere tawbah. If you repent and you make a firm resolve that now we shall not I will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all the sins that you might have committed. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ And turn penitently unto your Lord and submit yourself before Him. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَاتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ Before that time, that the chastisement of Allah comes to you. And then, there will be no help for you. When you know the signs of that azab of Allah, chastisement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come, then even if you say we believe, then it's no avail. وَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ Follow the best of what has been sent down to you, مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ from your Lord. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَاتِيَكُمْ عَذَابُ بَغْتَةً Before that time, that the chastisement of your Lord comes upon you suddenly, وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ And you will have no idea that the chastisement is coming from this side. أَنْ تَقُولَ نَفْسٌ يَا حَسْرَةَ عَلَىٰ مَا فَرَّتُ فِي جَنْبِ اللَّهِ Lest a soul should say, Alas for me, for which I have been undutiful towards my Allah. فَإِنْ كُنْتُ لَمِنَ السَّاخِرِينَ And verily, I kept among those who were mocking, laughing. I never took it seriously, what Muhammad was saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَوْ تَقُولَ Or the soul might say, لَوْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ هَدَانِي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given me the guidance, I would have become a guided person, a fear, God-fearing person. أَوْ تَقُولَ هِنَا تَرَى الْعَذَابِ Or the soul should say, when she will see that this is the chastisement of Allah before his eyes, لَوْ أَنَّ لِي كَرَّةً Would that I could be returned once, then I will become the excellent bondsman of my Lord. Bala qad jaatka ayati. Why not? But to you, our signs had come. Fakazzabta biha. You belied them. Wastakbarta. And you showed arrogance. Wakunta min al-kafirin. And you had chosen to become one of the disbelievers. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تَرَى الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا عَلَىٰ وَجُوهِهِمْ And on the day of resurrection, you will see those who lied against Allah. وَجُوهُهُمْ مُسْوَدَّةِ Their faces will be blackened. أَلَيْسَ فِي جَهَنَّمْ مَسْوَى لِلْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ Is there not the hell, a proper abode for these people who are arrogant in this world? وَيُنَجِّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا بِمَفَازَتِهِمْ And Allah will save those who had taqwa, who had fear, in their hearts, and He will take them to their places of salvation. لا يَبَسُّهُمُ السُّوءُ No evil would be able to touch them. وَلَا هُمْ يَعْزَنُونَ Nor they will grieve. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah is the creator of everything. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in wakeel. And he is the guardian of everything. Lahu maqalidu samawati wal ard. To him belong the keys of the heavens and the earth. Walladhina kafaru bi ayati Allah. As for those who disbelieve in the revelation of Allah, ulaika humul khasirun. Surely, they are the losers. Now, in the last two sections of this Surah Al-Mubarakah, in a very majestic way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing some events which will be there on the eve of As-Sa'ah, then Al-Qiyamah, then, you know, the decisions, and then a scene from the hell, another scene from the paradise. As-Sa'ah Al-Qiyamah, I explained one day. As-Sa'ah is the doomsday, when everything will be destroyed. Every living creature will be dead. This is As-Sa'ah. But then there will be a gap. We don't know how long a gap. But then there will be the Al-Qiyamah, resurrection, the second creation. And then that is called the day of resurrection, day of Qiyamah. Everybody would be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is called the Yawm al-Qiyamah. And then, you know, the reckoning of whatever every soul has earned, and then the decisions. قُلْ أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَعْمُرُونِي أَعْبُدُ أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you command me also that I should worship anybody else except Allah? Oh, the ignorant ones, ayyuhal jahilun. This is the only place in Quran in this harsh word has been used. Ayyuhal jahilun. Oh, the ignorant ones. You command me also that I should worship someone else besides Allah. Walaqad uhiya ilayka. Although it has been already revealed to you, وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ, and not only you, also those messengers who were before you, لَيْنْ أَشْرَكْتَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if you commit shirk, if you associate anybody with me, لَيَحْبَتَنَّ عَمَلُكَ, all of your good deeds will go in vain. وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, and you will also become one of the losers. This law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so fixed. Nobody is exempt. Even the beloved of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if supposedly, because it is impossible that he could have committed any shirk, but you know, to emphasize the point Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, لَيْنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلَكَ وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Even if you commit some sort of shirk, then all your good deeds, all the endeavor, all the struggle that you have been making in our way will go in vain, futile. بَلِ اللَّهَ فَعْبُدْ. Nay, but only Allah you should worship. وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ, and be among the grateful. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ قَقَدْرِهِ. We have read these words in Surah Al-Hajj also in the last section. And they esteemed not Allah with the true esteem due to Him. They couldn't imagine how powerful Allah is. How much is His creative potential. What He can create. They cannot have any estimate. So they cannot esteem Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or to that level. True esteem due to Him. Now there is an idea is being given of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as powerful. وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْزَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Your, this world, this earth will be in His one hand on the day of judgment, on the day of resurrection. This full earth will be in one grip of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْزَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ, and all the heavens will be wrapped round His right arm. This we have read before also. يَوْمَ نَطْوِي السَّمَاءَ كَطَيِّ السِّجِلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ. Just as these galaxies, you know, the theory of expanding universe expanding. But then a time will come, it will retract. And these will be wrapped. All this khala, all this space, all these heavens, all these galaxies will be wrapped round his right arm. Now these are ayat-e-mutashabihat. We can't imagine. We can't fix any concept of this thing. But the words are here. Divine words. They are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ قَقَدْرِهِ وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ Glory is for him. And he is much higher than what they associate with him. Those things are very low. He is much higher above these things. وَنُفِقَ فِي السُّورِ Now comes the As-sa'ah. And the trumpet will be blown. فَالصَّعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ So all who will be in the heavens and in the earth, they will all become unconscious. إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ Except those whom Allah wills. This idea doesn't come, I don't remember in which surah we have read it. Maybe the Hamalatul Arsh, the angels which are bearing the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe they are exempt. Maybe Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All the others will fall down unconscious. وَنُفِقَ فِي السُّورِ فَسَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ نُفِقَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى And then again the trumpet will be blown. And I told you, we can't say what will be the time period in between the two. As-sa'ah and al-qiyamah. They are two different events, not one. In general talk, we use these words in place of each other as having the same meanings. No. As-sa'ah is the doomsday. When, these mountains will move and everybody will die and, there will be, the moon will go into the sun. وَجُمِعَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ All these things will happen. This is as-sa'ah. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ This is the zalzala. This is the earthquake that will take place. Everything will shake. But then there will be a time period in between these. And again, نُفِقَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى Again there will be a trumpet blown and then everybody will come up from their graves and wherever they will be. فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ And lo, behold, they will be standing, staring and seeing. Because they will be standing, that is why it is called Yawmul Qiyamah. The day of standing, Qiyamah means, Qiyam means to stand. Qiyamul Layl. So what is it? Yawmul Qiyamah. When all human beings will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that last judgment. وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا And this earth will shine with the light of your Lord. Why? We have it. In the last part of Quran in Surah Al-Fajr. وَجَا رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا This earth will be flattened. دُكَّتِ الْأَرْضُ دَكًّا دَكًّا There will be no mountains, nothing of the sort. All plain earth. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come down. We can't say how. But جَا رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا Your Lord will also come. And the angels will come. In lines, in ranks and lines. Here it is also when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends on this earth will be lit up, lightened. It will shine. وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا And the earth will shine with the light of its Lord. وَوَضِعَ الْكِتَابِ And then the record of the deeds of human beings would be placed. Today we can say it might be a very giant computer. One button and the life film of that individual is playing before you. All the events, all the words that he uttered in his 80 years or 90 years life, all preserved. Everything is there. You only need to press one button and the film will start. وَبُوْزِعَ الْكِتَابِ وَجِيَ بِالنَّبِيِّينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ And then the prophets and the witnesses will be called. Those who were sent as messengers, they will come and testify, O Allah, your message which came to us through Jibreel, we had conveyed to these people. Now they are responsible. وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ And then between them everything will be decided with truth, justice. No injustice would be done to anybody. وَهُمْ لَا يُزْلَمُونَ And no one will be wronged. No injustice will be done to anybody. وَوُفِّيَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا عَمِلَتْ And every soul will be given back in full what it had earned. Good for good, bad for bad. وَهُوَ عَلَمُ بِمَا يَفْعَلُونَ And he verily, very well knows what they are doing. All their deeds, all their actions, all their words that they are uttering are being recorded. And as I said many times, today to understand these things and to believe in these things is easy. We see the words being recorded. There might be a, you know, tape recorder of the size of a button attached to your coat. And you never know that you are having a dialogue with a person and your dialogue is being recorded. You never know it. In this same way, if Allah is recording and there are the angels who are recording everything. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ Now we can easily understand it. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ الزُّمَرَىٰ Those who disbelieved, they will be driven to the help in groups and squadrons. حَتَّىٰ إِذَا جَاءُوهَا Till such that when they will come there, arrive at Jahannam, فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا Then its gates will be opened. It's like the jail. The gates of jails, prisons, they keep closed, locked. They are opened only when either some is going to be released or some new prisoners are coming. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاؤُهَا فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا And then the keepers of that hell would say to these people, أَلَمْ يَاتِكُمْ رُسُلُمْ مِنْكُمْ Didn't the messengers come to you? يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ رَبِّكُمْ Reciting unto you the revelations of your Lord. وَيُنْزِرُونَكُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا And warning you of the meeting, your meeting of this day. قَالُوا بَلَى They will say yes. They did come. وَلَكِنْ حَقَّتْ كَلِمَةُ الْعَذَابِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ But the word of chastisement has proved true against the disbelievers. That is, we disbelieved. We said nothing. We never paid any attention or heed to them. So those keepers of hell would say, قِيلَ ادْخُلُوا أَبْوَابَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِي Okay, then enter. Enter the gates of this hell. To abide here forever. فَبَيْسَ مَسْفَ الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ So evil is the abode of the arrogant. Now the opposite scene. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرَىٰ And those who have feared their Lord will be led to the garden in groups. حَتَّىٰ إِذَا جَاؤُهَا Till that when they will come there, arrive there, وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا And its gate would be already open. You know, of a guest house, gates are already open, ready to welcome you. But of a jail or prison, the gates are closed. So as for the prison, when they come, the gates will open. But here, when they arrive, the gates will already be open for them. وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا Now the keepers of garden, they will say to them, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ Peace be upon you. تِبْتُمْ You fared well. You are successful. فَدْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ So now enter this garden to abide there forever, forever. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي صَدَقَنَا وَعْدَهُ And when then these people have entered the paradise, they would say, All praise belongs to Allah who has made His promises to us come true. He promised us Jannah and He has fulfilled His promise. وَأَوْرَثَنَا الْأَرْضِ And He had inherited the land to us. He had made us inherit the land. Now there can be two meanings. Number one is that the nuzul that I described sometimes in the past, the immediate, you know, what is given to a guest when he arrives. So that is nuzul. So that nuzul of Jannah will be over this very earth. So the people of the Jannah will inherit this world. Allah has made us the inheritors of this earth. And the second meaning is that this is the earth of the paradise. That he has made us inherit the earth, the land of paradise. نَتَبَوَّوْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ حَيْسُ نَشَىٰ So that we can dwell here wherever we wish. فَنِعْمَ عَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ So very good will be the reward of these people who did good deeds. وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِّينَ Now this is the, which we call the stop scene. Now final scene. تَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِّينَ حَوْلَ الْعَرْشِ You will see the angels surrounding the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ And they will be glorifying their Lord with His praise. وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ And among them also, everything will be decided with truth. There can be differences of opinion among the malaika also. But then at that day, those will also be settled. وَقِيلَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ And in the end, the words will be called, Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as in India we say, Jai, Akri, Jai, you know, everything done. And the last, you know, أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ Praise to Allah, who is the Lord of all the worlds. Next surah, Suratul Mumin. And the other name is Suratul Ghafir. This surah has two names. Al-Mumin, Al-Ghafir. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Hameem. Now from here starts a series of surahs, seven surahs, starting with Hameem. Six with only Hameem. And one, Ha-Mim, Ain, Seen, Qaf, Surat al-Shura. Ha-Mim, Tanzeelul Kitab min Allahil Aziz al-Alim. If you remember, the former surah, Surat al-Zumar, started with Tanzeelul Kitab min Allahil Aziz al-Hakim. Now, the only one word has changed. Tanzeelul Kitab min Allahil Aziz al-Alim. There was Hakim, here is Alim. Otherwise, the ayah is the same. The sending down of this book, the revelation of this book is coming from Allah who is Al-Aziz, All-Powerful, Al-Halim, very forbearing. Ghafir is Zamb. He is the forgiver of the sin. Wa Qabil al-Tawb, the acceptor of repentance. Shadid al-Iqab, very severe in punishment. Zittal, Lord of Bounty. Now these are the four attributes of Allah. But here these are in complex, not one word. Allah's names are in one word. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Qadir. But here, Ghafir is Zamb, the forgiver of the sin. Waqabil al-Tawb, and acceptor of the repentance. Shadid al-Iqab, very severe in punishment. Zittal, Lord of Bounty. La ilaha illahu. There is no God except him. Ilayhi al-Masir. And to him will be the return. Ma yujadilu fi ayatillahi illa allazina kafaru. Nobody disputes regarding the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Except those who disbelieve. Fala yaghrurka taqallubuhum fil bilad. So they are going to and fro in the land. Let not deceive you. They are going there, they are taking the caravan to Syria, caravan now going to Yemen, etc., etc. But all this, you know, going to and fro, you should not be overawed. Don't be impressed. It should not deceive you. Kazabat qablahum qawm Nuh. Before them, people of Nuh also disbelieved and belied. Wal ahzabu min ba'dihim. And many nations after them also. The Hud. Nation of Hud, nation of Saleh, nation of Shu'ab, and the cities of Gomorrah and Sodom, and so on and so forth. وَحَمَّتْ كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ بِرَسُولِهِمْ لَيَأْخُذُوهُ. And every ummah plotted to seize their messenger, لَيَأْخُذُوهُ, to kill him or to expel him from their cities. وَجَادَلُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ. And they disputed with falsehood so that they can somehow rebut thereby the truth. فَأَخَذْتُهُمْ. Then I seized them all. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عِقَاب. So how was my punishment? How I punished the people of Nuh? How I punished the people of Hud? How I punished the people of Saleh? How I destroyed the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah? How I destroyed the people of Shu'aib? وَكَذَلِكَ حَقَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And this true word of your Lord has become applied to these disbelievers also. From Quraysh, they are disbelieving, rejecting your call. So it is applicable to them also. أَنَّهُمْ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. That they are also the dwellers of the fire. الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشِ. Another very beautiful scene. The angels who bear the throne of their Lord. وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ. And those who are around that. You know the scene with which Surah Az-Zumar ended. Here we have it in the beginning. There is the throne. There are angels who are bearing the throne of Lord. And then around are so many angels. الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشِ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. They are glorifying all the time their Lord with His praise. وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. And have full trust and faith in Him. وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And they asked, go on asking, keep on asking the Lord forgiveness for those in the world who have come to believe. So we can rejoice. The angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might be asking His forgiveness for us at this very time. Oh Allah, your servants sitting in a mosque, in an Islamic center, reading, trying to understand your book. رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا. O our Lord, You have encompassed everything with Your knowledge as well as mercy. فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا. So please forgive those human beings who have repented. وَتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ. And now they are following Your path. وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. And save them from the chastisement of the hell. رَبَّنَا وَأَدْخِلْهُمْ جَنَّاتِ عَدْنِ الَّتِي وَعَدْتَهُمْ. And our Lord, please admit them, make them enter those gardens of perpetual bliss which You have promised to them. And not only them, وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ. And also with them, the righteous among their fathers and wives and offsprings. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Verily, You are all-powerful, You have the authority. If the father is also from Ashab al-Jannah, he has passed the test, declared he is successful, but he is not of the level of the son. The son had to go to a higher paradise. But now, for the sake of the son, the level of the father will be raised in the same way of the sons. But they should have passed, you know, they should have succeeded in that balance and in that interrogation and accountability. وَقِهِمُ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Save them from evil things. وَمَنْ تَقِ السَّيِّئَاتِ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَقَدْ رَحِمْتَهُ. And whomsoever You save from these evil things that day, so You have verily shown Your mercy on him. وَذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْضُ الْعَظِيمُ. And definitely, it is the biggest success. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنَادُونَ. As for those who had rejected the faith, who had disbelieved, they will be called لَمَقْتُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ مَقْتِكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. The hatred that you have today, from this hatred, the hatred of Allah was much greater. إِسْتُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى الْإِيمَانِ. When you were being called to believe, فَتَكْفُرُونَ. And you were refusing to believe. So Allah hated you at that time. Now that you are in the hell and you are hating yourself, where I have come? So Allah was more hateful of you when you were called to believe and you rejected. Qalu, they will say, Rabbana amattana sanatain, our Lord, you made us die twice. Wa ahyaitana sanatain, and then you gave us life twice. Fa'tarafna bi dhunubina, so now we confess our guilts, our sins. Fahal ila khuruj min sabil, is there any way to get out of here? This is one of the most difficult but very important ayat of the Quran. Twice put to death, twice revived. How? Generally in Quran we have one death which will come to us and then we shall be revived. That is the only revival. No. We were put to death before also. And we were revived before also. Our first creation was in the form of the spirits. When that covenant was taken from us, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. We were all present from Adam till the last man. The souls or spirits of all of them were present over there. Then we were made to sleep. This was the first death put to us. And then, you know, in this Alamul Khalq, the world of creation, now when a fetus is ready after 4 months in the womb of the mother, now his soul is brought there by an angel and blown into him. This is Ihya. Now it has come to life. First life was dead when we were spirits only. We slept. It was the first death. And now we have come here. We open our eyes in this world. This is the life of souls plus this body. Then a death will come. These two things will separate. Body will go to the earth. Minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. But the soul will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu yatawaffal anfus hina mautaha. We have just read in Surah Az-Zumar. And then a day will come when we shall be given another body and then our soul will be attached to it. That will be the second revival. Now what these are saying is that these 4-5, you know, stages have passed. Because before first death there was life. When we made that covenant with you, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. Well, we were self-conscious. We were living. We were not dead. So there was life, then death, then life, then death, then life now again. So if we have passed 5 phases, oh Allah, let there be another 6th phase also. You just let us go out once. Hal ila khurujim min sabil. Zalikum bi annahu iza du'i Allahu wahdahu kafartum. The answer will be negative. No. Why? When Allah was called upon, you belied. You rejected. وَإِن يُشْرَكْ بِهِ تُؤْمِنُ. And if some sort of association was described with him, you believed in that. فَالْحُكْمُ لِلَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْكَبِيرِ. Now the command and the judgment rests with Allah, who is high and the great. هُوَ الَّذِي يُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ. It is he who shows you his signs. وَيُنَزِّلُ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ رِزْقًا. And he sent down from the heaven the sustenance for you. وَمَا يَتْذَكَّرُ إِلَّا مَنْ يُنِيبُ. And only those are admonished who turn penitently to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now comes the ayah which is the main central theme of this surah. And this is dua. The theme of the last surah was ibadah. فَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Ibadah, in a way that you keep the absolute obedience for Allah alone, reserved. But as there are ahadith, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ad-du'a wa mukhul ibadah. Du'a is the essence of ibadah. Ad-du'a wa huwal ibadah. Actually, du'a is the real ibadah. So now du'a should be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to none else. If you call anybody else, it is shirk. Dua has to be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this dua is acceptable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only when you have made your obedience exclusively for Him. If you are committing shirk, then He doesn't listen to your prayers. What to say of granting your prayers, accepting your prayers? He doesn't listen. First of all, you have to be muwahhid in your actions, in your deeds. La ta'ata li makhluqin fi ma'siyati al-khaliq. No obedience to anyone among the creatures in which there is a disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unless you can pass this test, your dua, it goes in vain. Nobody listens. And that is why our prayers are not granted by Allah. What happened in 1971? How many prayers, not only in Pakistan and Bangladesh, also in the Haramain, the Haram of Makkah and Haram of Medina. But did Allah come to our help? No. Dhaka fell. Pakistan bifurcated. A very humiliating defeat. What happened to the Arabs in 1967? What is happening today? But Allah is not listening. Did you establish our system? No. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لَسْتُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ حَتَّىٰ تُقِيمُوا التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ. This is the ayah of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Oh Muhammad, tell them, oh people of the book, you have no face to talk to us, to pray to us, unless you establish Torah and Injil and what has been revealed and sent down to you. In the same way, substitute the word Quran in the place of Kitab. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْقُرْآنِ لَسْتُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ حَتَّىٰ تُقِيمُوا الْقُرْآنَ. You have no face to pray to us unless you establish Quran and what has been sent down for you. Have we established Quran somewhere? No. Anyhow, this umud. فَدْعُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. So pray to Allah, call upon Allah. But the condition is that you should keep your obedience, absolute obedience, exclusive for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then only Allah will listen to your prayers and grant your prayers. Rafi'ud darajat. He is the one who raises the levels. Rafi'ud darajat, ranks. Zul Arsh. He is the Lord of the throne. Yulqir ruha min amrihi ala man yasha. He sends down the spirit from his command, that is revelation, wahi. Ala man yasha min ibadihi, on whomsoever he wants from his bondsmen, his servants. Le yunzira yawmat talaq, so that he should warn the people of the day of meeting, when you will have to meet your Lord. Yawmahum barizun, when they will be standing before Allah. La yakhfa alallahi minhum shay. Nothing from them will be hidden from Allah. Everything will be in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. And then someone would cry, to whom belongs the sovereignty today? In the world, you had claimed sovereignty for yourself. You are sovereigns. We will elect our representatives and they can frame laws, whatever they like. We don't know what is the divine law, what is the sharia, what Allah says, what Allah has prohibited. What Allah has declared haram, no reference to it. But to whom belongs the sovereignty today? لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. This will be the reply from all present over there. Sovereignty and kingship today belongs only to Allah. He is the one, the only one, and the omnipotent. الْيَوْمَ تُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ. Then it will be announced, today every soul will be recompensed what it has done. La zulma al-yawm. Today there will going to be no injustice to anybody. Inna Allah sari'ul hisab. Verily Allah is very swift in reckoning. Wa anzirhum yawm Azifa. And O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you please warn them of the day which is approaching near, coming day by day. Each day it is approaching. Idil qulubu ladil hanajir kazimin, when the hearts will reach the throats and they will be choked with griefs. Mali zalimin min hamim, for these evildoers there will be no friend, wala shafin yuta, nor any intercessor who would be obeyed, whose intercession would be compulsory on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, no, not at all. No, nobody. Ya'lamu khainat al-ayun. He knows the treachery of the eyes. Whatever you have seen, maybe other people have not seen what you have seen, but Allah knows what you have seen. Ya'lamu khainat al-ayun wa ma tukhfi sudur. And whatsoever is hidden in the hearts and the chests. Wallahu yaqdi bil haqq. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge with truth and justice. وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ لَا يَخْزُونَ بِشَيْءٍ. As for those whom they associate with ignorance with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will not be able to judge anything at all. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who listens everything and sees everything. Is the time over? How many minutes more? 15 minutes. Thank you. أَوَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Have they not travelled in the land and seen for themselves what was the end of those people who were before them, the people of Aad and Samud, etc., etc.? كَانُوا هُمْ أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً. They were much more mightier than them in power. وَآثَارًا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And they left in the land signs. فَأَخَذَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ. But then Allah seized them due to their sins. وَمَا كَانَ لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَاقٍ. And there was nobody who could save them from Allah's punishment. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانَتْ تَأْتِيهِمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. And this happened because to them their messengers came with clear signs and clear teachings. فَكَفَرُوا. But they denied. They refused to accept. فَأَخَذَهُمُ اللَّهُ. So Allah sees them. إِنَّهُ قَوِيٌّ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. Verily, He is strong, severe in retribution and punishment. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا وَسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَقَارُونَ. And we have sent Musa, alayhi salatu wasalam, with our signs and a clear authority to Fir'aun and Haman and Qarun. فَقَالُوا سَاحِرٌ كَذَّابٌ. They said, he is a sorcerer, magician, and a liar. فَلَمَّا جَاءُوا بِالْحَقِّ مِنْ عِنْدِنَا. And when he came to them with truth from us, قَالُوا اقْتُلُوا أَبْنَاءَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. They said, kill the sons of those who believe in him. وَاسْتَحْيُوا نِسَاءَهُمْ. Keep alive the women. وَمَا كَيْدُ الْكَافِرِينَ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ. But the planning of the disbelievers is bound to fail. وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنَ. Now this is a very important event of the story of Fir'aun and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. There was a time in the beginning when the people had asked Fir'aun to kill Musa. But at that time, the natural love that he had, because both of them were brought up in the palace as brothers, Musa was like an elder brother to that Fir'aun. He said, no, he cannot do any harm to us. Why to kill him? Okay, if you fear something, we shall kill their newborn male babies and only keep alive the females. But now at stage, later stage, now Fir'aun himself thought that now enough is enough. Now Musa should be killed. But he had smelled somehow that among his own chieftains, someone was there who had sided with Musa alayhi salam. So now he put a resolution in his court. This is meant here. And then, you know, a person who was from the nation of Fir'aun, he had come to believe in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And he has kept his iman, his faith hidden up till this time. But when this came up, that we resolved to kill him, then he stood up. and he made a lecture, delivered a lecture, a sermon. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this sermon so much importance that no sermon of even any messenger of Allah has been reported in Quran in this length, in which you will find the sermon of that person who was from the nation of Fir'aun, who had only come to believe in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But his speech is given in detail over here. Very beautiful. وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ ذَرُونِي أَقْتُلْ مُوسَى. And Fir'aun said, now allow me that I should kill Musa. وَلْيَدُ رَبَّهُ. And if he has any lord, actually, he can call him. إِنِّي أَخَافُ يُبَدِّلَ دِينَكُمْ. Now I fear he will change your deen. أَوْ يُظْهِرَ فِي الْأَرْضِ الْفَسَادِ. Or he will create some other mischief in the land. وَقَالَ مُوسَى. And Musa said, عَلَيْهِ سَلَاتُ وَسَّلَامُ, إِنِّي عُسْتُ بِرَبِّي وَرَبِّكُمْ. I take the refuge of my Lord and your Lord, min kulli mutakabbirin, against every arrogant person, la yu'minu biyawmil hisab, who doesn't believe in the day of judgment. Wa qala rajulun mu'minun min ali fir'aun. Now from here starts the lecture or sermon of the person. Wa qala rajulun mu'minun min ali fir'aun. Now a believer from among the nation of Fir'aun, Yaktumu imanahu, who had been hiding his iman up till now. He never declared. But now, he thought that critical moment has come. Now I should stand up. And what did he say? Attaqtuluna rajulan an yakula rabbi Allah. Do you want to kill a person only because he says my Lord is Allah? Waqad jaakum bil bayyinati min rabbikum. He has brought clear signs to you from your Lord. He came with miracles. He has shown you 9 miracles. فَإِنْ يَكُوْ كَاذِبًا فَعَلَيْهِ كَاذِبُ. If he is a liar, well, this lie will come over him. He will repent. He will have the bad result of kizb. وَإِنْ يَكُوْ صَادِقًا. But supposedly, if he is true, whatever he is saying is correct. يُسِبْكُمْ بَعْضُ الَّذِي يَعِدُكُمْ. Then, what he threatens will come to you, will definitely come to you. Inna Allah la yahdi man huwa musrifun kazzab. Verily Allah doesn't guide those who are prodigal and liars. Ya qawme, O my nation, O my people, lakumul mulkul yawm. Today you have the sovereignty. You have the power. Zahirina fil ard. You are powerful in this land. Faman yansuruna min ba'sillah. But who will be able to save us from the chastisement of Allah in Jana if it comes to us? Qala Fir'aun. Now Fir'aun said, and you watch these words. Qala Fir'aun, ma urikum illa ma ara, wa ma ahdikum illa sabil al-rashad. I show to you what I see. My opinion, I have presented before you. And I guide you only to the right path. He is insisting on what he proposed, that Musa should be killed. But he is not so forceful. He is seeing that the speech of that mu'min of Ali Fir'aun has some effect on the courtiers. وَقَالَ الَّذِي آمَنَا. And that person continues. And said the person who had believed, يَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ مِثْلَ يَوْمِ الْأَحْزَابِ. O my people, I fear for you that the chastisements which came to the former nations might come to you. Misla dabi qawmi Nuh. The like of the case of the people of Nuh. Wa adin wa samuda. And ad and samud. Wa ladina min ba'dihim. And those who were after them. Wa mallahu yuridu zulman lil ibad. And definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not intend any injustice to his servants. Wa ya qawm. O my nation. Inni akhafu alaykum yawm at-tanad. I fear about you. A day will come when there will be who and cry. And nobody will be listening to anybody else. يَوْمَ تُوَلُّونَ مُدْبِرِينَ. On the day when you will turn back, when will turn away on your backs. مَا لَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ عَاصِمٍ. But there will be none who would be able to save you from Allah. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادٍ. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends astray, for him there is no guide her to the right path. وَلَقَدْ جَاكُمْ يُوسُفُ مِنْ قَبْلُ. The speech is continuing. To you, Yusuf came. مِنْ قَبْلُ. Before. Now there is a, you know, period of about 400 years between the times of Yusuf alayhi salam and Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. He came to you with bayyinat, with clear signs. فَمَا زِلْتُمْ فِي شَكِّ مِمَّا جَاكُمْ. But you continued doubting about what he brought to you. حَتَّى إِذَا هَلَكَ. Till that time that he died, when he died, قُلْتُمْ, you said, لَنْ يَبْعَثَ اللَّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ رَسُولًا. After him, Allah is not going to send any messenger. And they came to know that he was a messenger, but they never believed that he was a messenger in the during the life of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. كَذَلَكَ يُضِلُّ اللَّهُ مَنْ هُوَ مُسْرِفٌ مُرْتَابٌ. In this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends astray who is prodigal and doubter. الَّذِينَ يُجَادِلُونَ فِي آيَاتِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ سُلْطَانٍ أَتَاهُمْ. Who dispute the revelations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any authority that Allah might have given them. كَبُرَ مَقْتَلِ إِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَإِنْدَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And this is very hateful in the eyes of Allah and in the eyes of those who believe. كَذَلَكَ يَتْبَعُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ قَلْبِ مُتَكَبِّرٍ جَبَّارٍ. And in this way, Allah ta'ala puts a seal on the heart of every person who is arrogant and aggressive. وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ يَا هَمَانُ ابْنُ لِي صَرْحًا لَعَلِّي أَبْلُغَ الْأَسْبَابِ. Now this speech of that moment is continuing. But in between, this Fir'aun is interjecting. قَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ, and said Fir'aun, يَا هَمَانُ. O Haman, he was the minister of constructions, public works. يَا هَمَانُ ابْنُ لِي صَرْحًا. Build a tower for me. لَعَلِّي أَبْلُغُ الْأَسْبَابِ. So that I may reach the roads of the heavens. أَسْبَابَ السَّمَاوَاتِ. فَأَتَّلِعَ إِلَىٰ إِلَىٰهِ مُوسَىٰ. And I will try to look upon the Lord of Moses. بَيْنِي لَأَظُنَّهُ كَاذِبًا. As far as I think, he is a liar. He is telling a lie. There is no Lord except myself. وَكَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِفِرْعَوْنَ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ. And in this way, the evil actions of Fir'aun were made beautiful for him. وَسُدَّ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ. And he was prevented, barred from the right path of Allah. وَمَا كَيْدُ فِرْعَوْنَ إِلَّا فِي تَبَابٍ. But all the plannings of Fir'aun, they were not but to go in vain and in ruin. وَقَالَ الَّذِي آمَنَ. Again, continuing, the same believer, moment. يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُونِ. O my people, you follow me. أَهْدِكُمْ سَبِيلَ الرَّشَادِ. I will guide you to the path of success. يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا مَتَاعٌ. O my people, O my nation. This world, this life of this world is just a passing enjoyment and nothing else. وَإِنَّ دَارَ الْآخِرَةَ هِيَ دَارُ الْقَرَارِ. And verily, the abode of the hereafter is of eternity. مَنْ عَمِلَ سَيِّئَةً فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا. Whosoever commits something bad, evil, he will not be recompensed but equal evil, not more than that. وَمَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. And whosoever does good deeds, whether male or female, but he or she must be a mu'min, believer one. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. They will enter the paradise. يُرْزَقُونَ فِيهَا بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. And they will be given, provided sustenance there without any limits. وَيَا قَوْمِ مَا لِي أَدْعُوكُمْ إِلَى النَّجَاةِ وَتَدْعُونَنِي إِلَى النَّارِ. O my people, what is it? I am calling you towards salvation, and you are calling me towards fire of hell. تَدْعُونَنِي لِأَكْفُرَ بِاللَّهِ. You want that I should commit kufr, disbelief with Allah. وَأُشْرِكَ بِهِ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِهِ عِلْمٍ. And associate with him that for which I have no knowledge. وَأَنَا أَدْعُوكُمْ إِلَى الْعَزِيزِ الْغَفَّارِ. And I am calling you towards the one who is all-powerful and who is the forgiver. لَا جَرَمَ أَنَّمَا تَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ لَيْسَ لَهُ دَعْوَةٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَلَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ. There is no doubt that those to whom you are calling me to worship have no claim to be invoked in this world nor in the hereafter. وَأَنَّ مَرَدَّنَا إِلَى اللَّهِ. And that our return is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنَّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ هُوَ الْأَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. And no doubt that those people who exceed the limits, they will be the dwellers of fire. فَسَتَذْكُرُونَ مَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ. Very soon you will remember what I said to you. If you don't follow me, the chastisement of Allah will overtake you. A time will come when they were all drowning. They must have remembered that a person from amongst ourselves, he had given us the good advice only if we had listened to him. فَسَتَذْكُرُونَ مَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ. Whatever I am saying to you, a time will come very soon when you will remember. وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي لِلَّهِ. And I entrust my affair to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Verily, Allah sees his bondsmen and servants. Now, this could happen to him also, which happened to that person about whom we have read in Surah Yasin. When he came and he said that I come to believe in these messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the nation at once killed him. But here it seems this person had so much influence that he made this speech in the court, and the whole court seemed as if they nearly accepted what he was saying. And Fir'aun now couldn't insist, and that resolution of killing Hazrat Musa could not be carried. فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. So Allah saved him from the evil of their plannings. And whom? Allah saved Moses also, Musa alayhi salam. And Allah saved also this believer from the people of Fir'aun. فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. وَحَاقَ بِعَالِ فِرْعَوْنَ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. And the worst punishment came and encompassed the people of Fir'aun. And this was their end. النَّارُ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيْهَا غُدُوًّا وَعَشِيًّا. On the fire of hell, they are presented day and night. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ. Or the day when that hour will come, that day of judgment will come. أَدْخِلُوا عَلَى فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. Then it will be said that make enter these people and throw them in the worst punishment. This is another place in the Quran which confirms that before the day of judgment also, in qabr we say, azabul qabr, there is some chastisement which people will get, and people are getting even now. Because in Surah Al-Furqan we read, yuzaf lahu al-azabu yawm al-qiyamah. His chastisement will be doubled on the day of judgment. But I mean, before that also, some sort of chastisement was coming to them. Here also, annaru yurazuna alayha ghudubun wa ashiya. And this is what the Prophet has said in his hadith, that when some person is buried in the grave, either, you know, a small window is opened to his grave from hell, so that, you know, very hot winds come on blowing. Not real hell, but wind from the hell is coming. Or a window from the garden of paradise, so that cool breeze is coming there. This continues till the day of judgment. But then the final day of judgment will come, and then they will enter hell and they will enter the paradise. النَّارُ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيْهَا غُدُوًّا وَعَشِيًّا. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ. The day that hour will come, أَدْخِلُوا عَلَى فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. Then it will be said that now you throw these people of Fir'aun in the worst and the severest punishment. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر.